Join us as we cover many an insane movie and numerous cult TV phenomenons. Are you ready to get jacked up? Are you with us? Then listen on.
Welcome back. So we're doing a quick, brief episode, John and I, on the best and worst chocolate brands that we have tried. Tonight, thing all cool, good in the hood.
Yep, everything's good over here.
Very cool, very cool. So, how did you get into chocolate?
Oh man, I was one of those kids that you could say I had like the sugar rush with chocolate.
I still got a sugar rush.
Well, I do too.
Always buying those, I think, is it Adams or no? Justin's. Justin's is why I get the soy made peanut butter cups, the dark chocolate kind.
But I've always been like the, you could say the Reese's kind or mm-hmm. even Hershey's at times.
Yeah.
That was my go to ones.
I used to do it all. Three Musketeers.
And not so much that. But
what was the other one? Giant Ass Bar.
It was
much like that.
What was it?
Giant Blue and Gray wrapping. Well, Baby Ruth, and then there was.
Well, the one I do now occasionally was Dove Chocolate. They do.
Oh yeah. And Dove.
I still do that.
One of a kind, unusual dark chocolate. It seems like they have a little healthier brands, but it's like some sea salt. I'm like, okay, well, still.
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting to. But yeah, I was looking at the other ones. Have you ever tried those fancy Ferrero Rocher chocolates?
No, I never tried those.
Giant gold wrappings, and I was like, They were hazelnut kind of. I was like, I don't know why they kind of make my nose run now. So I guess I'm getting an allergic reaction. But oh boy, I'm telling you, living in heaven. But yeah, so Hershey's and Reese's are part of the same company, apparently.
Are they? I actually didn't know that.
It looks like it. Let me check. I'm just seeing them mentioned together on all these lists.
It'll be good to look up there.
Yep. Reese's is listed on the Hershey side.
Okay,
that makes sense. That's why they got the Hershey milk chocolate mixed with the Reese's peanut butter cups. There you go.
Okay.
I was wondering why. I figured it was just companies working together, but nope, sister companies. What do you think about Godiva?
I don't mind Godiva. That's one.
I would try them out once in a while, but it got really annoying how half of them had, you know, just a bunch of alcohol in them. I was like, I want just
chocolate. Yeah, I can't have too much. That's a big deal.
Yeah, too much.
It's
but perfect sick. For weddings if you're that kind of
true.
Person.
True, that's very true.
But yeah, Dove was a lot of fun. I always knew Mars Incorporated was part of the M&Ms, so I was like, yeah, so they're doing all the Coke and just again the M&Ms and peanut chocolate combos. Ghirardelli, I think, has mastered the dark chocolate.
Oh yeah, that's probably the few dark chocolate ones I can stand. Because some of them, it's just too much for me. at times, but
yeah, oversaturated, but like you can tell it's like it's actual dark chocolate, and yeah, the sugar they put in is still pretty limited compared to most. This is like, this is as out of all these mainstream chocolate brands, this is as close as you're gonna get to something that resembles actual dark chocolate, but it is what it is. It's been interesting. Even just, do you ever mess around with Nabisco?
No, never mess around with that one.
Chips Ahoy.
Oh, well, Chips Ahoy I'm not big on, to be honest.
Yeah. I try them here and there, especially with the red velvet chocolate cakes, and I was like, yeah, they're fun, but it's too much of a for just a sugar rush. It's very saturated.
That's probably why I could never get into them, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. All it takes is hurting one's stomach and you're out.
The one I, now occasionally I still do this, not all the time, but there's Crunch Bar.
That was my king growing up. Just that was watching those mini ones, come home from school, put in your lunchbox.
Yeah. And I used to get that like in the theater too when they also had Crunch Bites. That's me right there.
Chocolate-covered almonds, peanuts, and mints.
That was me.
Get the Crunch Bars,
And we got those. Butterfingers was one that...
Oh, yeah.
Every now and then, but not...
And now I think they mix those also with Reese's or whatever.
I know they do now.
They're doing combos, especially with whatchamacallits and all that.
I'm like, I forgot about that.
Oh man, whatchamacallit I didn't get into it for a while. Now I'm seeing they're doing pretzel combos. I'm like, Jesus, that's a bunch of chocolate and pretzel.
The one that my family seems to like, and I kind of don't mind, it was Kit Kats.
Oh yeah, I can't help myself. I will whore out for a Kit Kat. And I'm always to this day disappointed that I am not part of that Sullivan Corporation that owns some kind of stock and sold it to, like, I thought it was part of Hershey, but I think it's a different individual company, Kit Kat.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the M&Ms, because I know recently I tried the M&M bar that they were selling at Walmart. And I mean, I love it because it's, well, it's regular M&M. You can get mint and, you
know. I think I have seen some of those carry it, but not every Quick Trip's carrying it for some reason.
Yeah, not all of them.
You'd think they'd be hoarding those out too. It's like, anywhere you go, you're gonna see this. So
it's like, if you love M&M's like I do, like I did like as a kid, and it's even better as a bar.
I'm sorry, I recommend guys. I hate the Mars Corporation for how they're treating their workers, but I do like me some M&M's.
Oh yeah, I'm a sucker for them each time. It's like, if you ask me if I want some, I'm like, yeah, I'll take some.
Yes.
That's just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I'll mention. That was Milky Way. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
That's what I would get mixed up with. Yeah, Baby Ruth and Three Musketeers. And everyone's like, how you get them mixed up? It's like, it's a similar kind of caramel-coated chocolate. I just ate it all together every Halloween.
I can take it every now and then. It depends on some of them.
Oh, yeah. Don't have more than one of those. You will.
Yeah.
Enlarge your belly.
Yeah, I made that mistake, and I'm great at that. But there's quite a few that I have always managed to have. I mean, speaking of Reese's, like the one that I know my brother occasionally gets is Fast Break Reese's, which is their one that's peanut butter filled with milk chocolates, and it's interesting, at least that's what I say. And
there we go, state.
Yeah, that's what he usually gets whenever he wants some desserts every now and then, which I always find funny. But as I guess we should mention Snickers then.
Snickers. Did we already mention Nestle? I think we did. But
yeah, we did.
It is weird how Nestle also got into the whole TV dinners. It's like, you see plenty of just like broccoli and cheddar together. And yeah, it's like green beans and mashed potatoes. Like, heated up for 7 minutes.
I'm not sure about that.
Way too much soda.
I'm just saying.
Maybe Nestle.
Yeah, it can be a bit much, my taste. Really, I forgot if you mentioned Twix or not, because that's another one.
Oh, man, yeah, Twix.
Go crazy on.
Oh, yeah, I definitely went crazy on it. And I once had my pals Cloyce and Tony talked about it. It was like, Tony was all over it, and Cloyce was like, it's okay. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I just had to step in and back him up. I'm like, yeah, Twix is the shit.
That's the one I would get the most whenever I was like trick-or-treating when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, God, yeah.
And unfortunately, they would give you the mini packs. I'm like, that's not enough.
Yeah.
That's barely anything.
Me too. I'll have to complain about that.
Especially now when they mix them up with now what they do is they often, I guess you've seen the kind where they mix it together with cookies and cream and dark chocolate caramel. It's like, jeez.
I think I tried the cookies and cream one once. That's the only time I tried it. So that should tell you something. As somebody who loves cookies and cream, like with Hershey's, but not so much with Twix. So, my favorite kind is the cookies and cream of Hershey's, but, you know, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
What can you do?
But there was plenty of, or there was some that I still haven't tried. I know there was, what was that one? You know, people were telling me about. There's so many. Tell you what. There was... can't think of any, to be honest, because I know
Brahms has plenty of other chocolate samples I'm sure that you can get that are exclusive.
That's true.
Kroger and Great Value.
Great Value.
So this is garbage, but I'll take it because it is chocolate. So I would say those are the weak sauce in terms of chocolate. I shouldn't say sauce when I'm making a chocolate bun, should I?
the one type of chocolate that one of my parents occasionally get sometimes is the one that is at IKEA. That's what they used to get.
Yeah.
And yes. I was like, damn, so much calories there. It's somehow somehow good.
Yeah, them and Aldi's are just kind of becoming the leader in just all these alternative food brands, and it's like, jeez.
Yeah.
They're served.
Yeah, it's just there's so many brands, and some of them you love, but of course you can't have them all the time.
Yeah.
It's. But sometimes you do crave it. That happens.
You can't help it. Yep. Especially when cramming in studies is like, you gotta stay awake.
Oh yeah, I did that. Especially during high school.
It doesn't help that we were raised on cereals. It's like, yeah, I've been hungry all day and I'm having more sugar. So yeah, I haven't had anything but just garbage in my system all day. Oh man. So fucking had a bunch of the other ones. I've never had Toblerone chocolates. If I did, it's been a minute. It didn't leave much of an impression if I did have it.
Same here. If I did, it's probably been such a long time, I don't even remember.
But yeah, Ghirardelli, Ferrero, I think is what you want to go if you want to go to just absolute dark center of the earth. I've seen a bunch of other ones. Galaxy is another one that keeps coming up. I've never had it.
I've never even heard of that, to be honest.
You'll see it at every gas station. I'm like, yeah.
I'm sure.
That looks pretty lame.
Yeah, I'll probably pass on that. Oh, Galaxy. Yeah, I have tried that. I just remembered now.
Oh, there you go. That's how memorable it was.
I think it was fine. Might have been, but that's all I could say.
Fine.
Just saying. At least it's not terrible. Just saying.
Yeah.
But
I've seen Hotel Chocolat. I've seen
Oh, yeah. I've seen that as well.
If I had those, someone probably went to CVS and got a quick gift card, and that was the first chocolate they had on sale. But, yeah, whatever. Grenada Chocolate Company, haven't had those.
No, never had those.
Right. We pretty much have listed a lot of the ones we recommend versus the ones that give us diarrhea after having too much of it. So.
Yeah. It seems to happen, especially with some of the ones that are just full of calories, like I said before. But...
totally. Well, thank you for being on the show. If you want to promote anything, I think we can wrap it up around there.
Wow. It's always great to be here. And no, I think we're good there.
So. All good. So, we are out of here. So, we'll talk about some food every once in a while, guys. But for now, we got to just get caught up on all these actors and musicians.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, chin cough, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pott's disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that.
Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get out of
it. Unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this like little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history
up.
Doll yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How
be
did
a rough
you watch
one.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
Hey everybody, I'm Corey
and I'm Zach. And we're the hosts of Podcasting After Dark, a cast dedicated to late-night horror and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, often found on HBO and Cinemax.
You know, the movies your parents didn't want you watching as a kid. You can find us every other week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher.
This is what you want.
This is what you get.
It's time, let's check our cue, baby. Pair it with a couple brews, baby. We love your movies. We love the bad ones too.
So we watch them all and pass their lessons on to you. Oh yeah.
Bana 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 bana.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. Where the one last plot holes are gratuitous movies. It's time to get busy with your friend Steven Izzy.
At EILFM.podbean.com.
Welcome to Who Was She podcast. I am your host, Tara Jabari. After a decade working in documentaries, marketing, and all things digital media, I found that podcasting is a strong medium to share stories. After years of producing for others, I decided to start my own biographical podcast. Who Was She will focus on the life of a woman throughout Baha'i history. The first season is about Lydia Zemanoff. Lydia's story explores the subjects of the power of language and faith. Her father invented the universal language Esperanto, and she came from a Jewish family and became a Baha'i. She grew up during World War I and was killed during World War II in a concentration camp, despite heroic efforts to save her life. How can one person's life intersect with so many others, connect across borders, and inspire a biography which inspired this podcast? Over the next few weeks, I will share her story with you and the lives that were most affected by her and those who affected her life as well. They include her father, Ludwig Zemanoff, her spiritual mother, American journalist Martha Root, and the Baha'i German soldier Fritz Mako, who worked for the resistance undercover while having to serve the Nazi party. I want to thank the author Wendy Heller and George Ronald Publishing for their blessing to let me use Heller's biography, Lydia, The Life of Lydia Zemanoff, Daughter of Esperanto, as a main and instrumental resource for this podcast. So please subscribe and learn about this amazing woman who traveled through three continents in an effort to bring unity through the power of language. You can also find more information on our Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest at Who Was She Podcast. Music was composed and performed by Sam Red. I am your host, Tara Jabari. Join us next time as we begin our journey about Lydia Zemanoff.
Are you sick of the same old stale podcasts? Well, then join Vanessa and Darren as they dissect movies of all kinds. The two lifelong cinema lovers bring their favorites, curiosities, and first-time watches to the operating table and inject them with a healthy dose of snark. Then there's the waiting room, where they examine books and short stories. So just look for them on Apple Podcasts and where fine podcasts are available. They're part of the Legion Podcast Network. Follow them on Twitter at VD Clinic Pod. Join them on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/VD Clinic Pod. Or email them at vdclinicpod@gmail.com. They're ready to cure what ails you. And still, they just might be a little contagious.
Hi there. It's Heather from the Watching Netflix Without You podcast. Did you know that there are over 1,200 Netflix original feature films and documentaries? And that number is only growing. So I've made it my mission to watch as many as I possibly can. Then, with a delightful guest or guests, disclaimer, more often than not my brother Ryan, we spend an episode rating, reviewing, and discussing a film at length. The first half of every episode is spoiler-free for those who haven't seen it yet, and in the second half, after a very clear spoiler warning, we dive into it. And that's really about it. You can listen to Watching Netflix Without You on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.
We now continue with our program.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jack-